American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets and the fact.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Hour two of the National Intel Report on this 15th day of December 2004. Let me see. 30 days have September equal June. Only 30 more days left in this month for this year. Do you believe this? You know, I don't know what it is. It is almost like our life has been pre-recorded. You know, if you sit down and watch a DVD or a VHS, and you watch it in normal speed, it's in real time. But it's just as if all of our lives have been put on a VHS tape or a DVD, and somebody hit the fast forward on the VCR of life. I don't know where this year went. I really don't. I mean, I'm still finding myself writing 2002 or 2003, and I'm going to be writing 2005 here, and I don't even know what happened to 2004. It's gone like a wisp of smoke. It's all happening, but it's happening rather quickly. I've got online here John Kaminsky. Hello, John.
Well, John.
How you doing?
I'm well. I've been just thinking about you.
You were?
Yes. I think that as long as you're on the air, I'm not going to leave the country.
Okay.
But if you ever go off, I'm gone.
Okay. Oh, that's a heavy responsibility. Well, you know, the old saying, John, is there's no sense in running because you're only going to die tired. I don't know where else, John, on the face of this planet to go that we're going to live
in. No, it's not safe anywhere.
Yeah, live in relative security, safety, and obscurity. We can't do it anymore, not in this country.
I talked to a friend who runs an ice cream stand in Paraguay on the Asuncion Brasilia Road, and he says it's pretty nice there.
Well, just give them some time. If there's anything down there that the globalists want to take, rip off, control, or whatever else, it won't be that long for very, very long. I did hear of an island. My wife was telling me about this, that there's an island where they actually use gold and silver as a medium of exchange.
Oh.
So consequently, you don't have any inflation. You have a stable money supply. Everybody is kept honest by an honest money supply, and it's a happy place to live. I might consider living there.
Someday we may return to that.
Boy, one can only hope. I mean, and that's the thing that I think overridingly, John, that people have to maintain. It's not busy work in the face of helplessness or hoping against hope. We have a real crack in this country of getting our country back on track. The one thing that we have to do, though, and people have to take a real hard, serious look at this, is this criminal cabal that we have operating in Washington, D.C.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, John, they can't even get anybody to fill the shoes of Tom Ridge, which is not very hard to do, Mr. Blockhead himself. You know, they can't find somebody to take this job. Nobody wants it.
Look at the guy they hired. They hired this guy, Kerik, because he knew how to distribute the money. He knew how to process the ill-gotten gains back to the corporate bigwigs who are ripping off the whole country with the Iraq deal and the Homeland Security deal. That's what he knew how to do, but unfortunately he was a criminal, which it should be no surprise. And it wasn't the baby, it wasn't the housekeeper thing that got him, it was all the other troubles he had.
Well, we'll talk more about that after this break. John Kaminsky is my guest for this hour, and we will take your calls at 800-313-9443 if you want to opine, and Bill Riley stole that from me. We'll be right back.
Hey, Jack Blood here. Folks, as a reporter, I value my sources. Two of my favorites are American Free Press and the Barnes Review. Now in an exclusive offer for RBN listeners, you have a great opportunity to receive these publications at a special rate. Call today and receive $10 off on a one-year subscription of American Free Press, and this includes 12 free AFP reports. Or for $17.76 for 16 weeks, you will receive American Free Press. And finally, for $10, you can receive three copies of the Barnes Review newsletter, an excellent deal. All of these amazing offers just for mentioning Jack Blood or RBN with your order. To be the most well-informed person in your circles, call today. 1-888-699-NEWS. That's 1-888-699-NEWS. Or visit their websites, www.americanfreepress.net or www.barnesreview.org. Don't put it off any longer. Call today.
In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This supergovernment will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org and keep America free.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177. For your free brochure at 870-269-4177. Or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. My guest for this hour, always a pleasure to have this guy because, you know, folks, an idea is one thing to have, but unless you have the ability to relate the idea, that's the trick. People have wonderful ideas, but how to communicate those ideas, and John Kaminsky is one of the best ones that I've seen at that. I compared you, by the way, John, with Charlie Reese. I'm sure you're aware of that syndicated.
Oh, movie. I like Charlie, yeah.
Charlie's a cool dude. Now, I've read a lot of his stuff. I mean, he is a syndicated columnist, and I've read a lot of his stuff, and, you know, he gets it, but not like you get it. And you have that same ability to put down in paper, you know, to touch people, to relate that idea, what you've got going on in your heart and your mind and your soul. You have the ability to put that on paper, and I always enjoy reading your stuff.
Well, I got some national intel for you today, John.
And that being?
Gary Webb.
Yes.
That's the big news. Gary Webb is was the author of the famous Dark Alliance series that ran in the San Jose Mercury News that chronicled the CIA involvement with the crack cocaine epidemic in Los Angeles. And he was abandoned by his publisher and his colleagues and the mainstream news in the United States, so that the story was eventually officially retracted in the newspaper. But as subsequent CIA hearings took place, basically everything he said in the series was true. Well, of course, we all know by now that Gary Webb was found dead. What day is it? Saturday morning, I believe it was.
Yeah, they said that, I read the initial stories, they said that he had committed suicide and even was thoughtful enough to tack a note on his front door.
Yeah, for moving men who were coming. So how does committing suicide dovetail with moving men? We haven't figured that one out yet. But there's a wonderful story by Robert Parry on consortiumnews.com, which I got today. Robert Parry is, of course, the guy who broke the Iran-Contra stuff for Newsweek and the AP. And he talks about Gary Webb. He talks about Gary reporting to his friends in recent weeks that he's chased off strange intruders from his house. He caught one guy climbing up his drain pipe. People had broken into his house. And supposedly he was working on another story about the CIA drug connection. So that would be considering the major ripples he caused with his last story, that famous Dark Alliance series, which led to all sorts of congressional hearings and led to almost a mass revolution in the black community about how they were being betrayed by their own government by being fed drugs. My conjecture is that they didn't want to risk him coming out with another major bombshell about the CIA and drugs, because that's one of the great hidden, there are so many now, the great hidden shames of the United States is that the government and the Bush family have been so heavily involved in the drug trade for so long. One of the points I try to make to people is that the most prestigious, so-called prestigious people in the country, like the Forbes family and the Cabots and these famous mega-rich families that kind of rule the United States, they all made their money back in the 19th century from selling opium to China and the slave trade. And so when society tends to make celebrities out of and sort of venerate all these super rich people, the fact that they made their money by committing crimes, serious crimes against humanity, is kind of shoved under the table. And that's the power elite we have in the country today. They come out of generations of behind the scenes crime. And that's what Gary Webb kind of turned over a little bit. And, it's really one of the great contributions to American journalism, and it says an awful lot about mainstream media in this country that every major newspaper has kind of pretended that Gary Webb was some kind of nut, telling bad stories about the government, because the subsequent CIA hearings proved that what he said was true. So he was found with multiple gunshot wounds, which is a very difficult way to commit suicide. And this is going to be shaken in the tree for a long time. Now, the developments that have come off of that, one of the things that has really upset a lot of people is Mike Rupert coming out and saying what a great, because Rupert was kind of involved in trying to expose the CIA drug connection. Mike Rupert coming out and saying right away that it was certainly a suicide, and Gary was a great reporter, but he committed suicide. Well, that
why would Rupert say something like that?
I don't know, but it really reminded me of the time after 9/11, about a month after 9/11, when he went to New York and speak with these so-called revelations, where the first thing he said when he got to New York was that Israel had nothing to do with 9/11. This is the same kind of behavior, and it's just another chink in the armor of Mike Rupert and another reason to read what he writes with a high degree of skepticism.
Alex Jones has had, I've never had Rupert on my program. Maybe I did one time. But Alex Jones has interviewed this guy many times, and he won't interview him again. I'm highly suspicious, and I'll tell you without mentioning any names here, John, that there are many people, if I were to mention the names, you would recognize them immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And what their deal is they'll do a little bit of exposure, not what I would call real earth-shaking, groundbreaking news. Interesting stuff, but nothing groundbreaking that's going to get anybody, any one individual or agency or group of individuals in real trouble.
Yep.
And what they'll invariably do And I know this for a fact. What they'll do is they'll suggest to the talk show host or the person that is talking with them that, well, that they join the winning side.
Yep.
And I have heard this so many times. I have confronted people. I've even asked them on the air. Many celebrated people.
Mm-hmm.
And I would ask them, so what do you think our chances of getting this country back? Well, the response that I got back was exactly what I thought I was going to get back, but I wanted them to say it on air. And some of these people, after I interviewed them, they've dove under rocks because they realize what they've just done.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I, quite frankly, I'm sick and tired of it. John, you know as well as I do, we got enough concerned people in this country right now that can affect a change. If we want a permanent change, that means a few more people have to get involved here. It's about the numbers.
Yeah. Well, I've heard a lot of people saying that they're going to the inauguration, and in fact, I have been signed up to do that myself.
And what are they going to be doing?
Well, they're going to be carrying signs, and there's going to be an awful lot of them. And I think I don't think we can underestimate the groundswell of resentment that has happened after this phony election that we've just had.
But I heard that they're going to go to the inauguration ceremonies, and when George Bush gets inaugurated as his second term as president of the United
States. They're going to turn their backs.
Oh, boy. And you know what? I guarantee you no media is going to cover that, but everybody there is going to know exactly what's going on.
One of the great things about the Michael Moore movie, which I've panned on several occasions, but one of the great things about it was that he revealed for the last inauguration, there was a massive protest that you never heard about in the media, but there were thousands and thousands of people there all with their anti-Bush signs. So if they had that then and we never heard about it, I would say now we could have upwards of 1 million people going in there and just totally messing up Washington. Now, as we know from the last demonstrations at the conventions, they're going to be thwarted at every turn and kept as far away from as possible. But I wrote in a piece, a year and a half ago, that one thing we could do to have an impact is to shut down Washington with about 20 million people, just going there and just completely clogging it up until we arrest the people who need to be arrested, and we know who they are.
Well, and that's a great point, John, because the back of the criminal cabal operating out of Washington, D.C., that back has to be broken. I mean, we have to grind this to a halt. I mean,
Yeah. We've
got a president right now that thinks that he's some kind of ascended king.
Yep.
I mean, to describe this to somebody, and I know you've had this opportunity to talk to people about Bush, and, well, they just look at you like, my gosh, you just grew a third eye out of your forehead.
Oh, yeah.
You're talking about George Bush? Well, he's a good, godly man that reads the Bible every day, and he talks to Jesus. I don't know what Jesus, he must be mistaken Jesus down there. It's a baseball pitcher in Mexico.
Oh, I wouldn't be too mean to the Mexicans.
You had to compare him with George Bush, yeah.
He's, we can go a long way on that subject, and maybe now's not the time for it. But there's a lot of people in this country who think that they're decent, upright people, and they're lying to themselves and they're lying to everybody else because they support a man who is a mass murderer. All those people who died in Iraq died as the result of lies that Bush and his gang produced. None of those people needed to die. We didn't need to lose any of the 1,000 or so soldiers that we've lost.
By the way, did you see the brown nosing episode that Jay Leno had Michael Moore on, and he showed up in a suit? Michael Moore, the one of Rotund, the Rotund one, showed up on Jay Leno dressed in a suit and clean shaven, and basically what he was doing was kissing up to Bush.
Oh my!
Oh, it was disgusting. He was the right man. He was the man that was with the bullhorn on the rubble of the Twin Towers in New York City, and
I feel that way about the whole Democratic Party. I mean, they present themselves as the opposition, and they're not. They're just saying the same old things as...
Yeah, well, you know, gone are the days where you can walk into a voting booth and vote a straight ticket because, well, the neocons, the conservatives have been hijacked by the neocons and the Democratic Party by the collectivists or the liberals. So what do you
right.
have? But ironically, as you say, their agenda seems to strangely coincide. So
yep.
they really don't have a choice, and they made sure that we didn't have one in this past election. We'll take the break. John Kaminsky is my guest. We'll be right back.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
We're back, folks. My guest today, John Kaminsky. Skylax@comcast.net is how you get a hold of Mr. Kaminsky. I wanted to talk about this Gary Webb thing. I had actually met him one time when I was out in California just for a minute or two. I didn't have a chance to talk with him. I've had Celi Castillo in studio here, and he knew him. Now, the question I wanted to ask, remember Maxine Waters?
Sure.
In L.A., with the CIA chief coming in, which was unprecedented. Here we have a CIA chief going in to South Central L.A., and under the Maxine Waters, her charges was the CIA and drug running and all the drugs that the CIA was bringing into L.A.
Yeah.
Now, did he cover, when he was working for the San Jose Mercury News, did he cover any of that?
No, I think that might have happened after his series.
Okay.
He followed the machinations of one gang and their contacts with the CIA, and he said he regretted afterwards that he didn't have a more broad-based approach to it because there were some things he missed.
Mm-hmm.
But the subsequent hearings about the charges that he first brought up, he was almost totally vindicated in everything that he said, and yet his newspaper abandoned him, and all the other major newspapers said, oh, he's just making up rumors. And yet, the the stories he said were essentially true, that the CIA was involved, and it was the whole Contra thing in Nicaragua funding the Contras, and the people who were involved in that operation have long admitted that they had to do it because they couldn't get, because their legal ways were prevented by votes in Congress, so they had to, and that's how the whole Iran-Contra thing started too.
Well, and there has been, I mean, it's not even arguable that off-budget, black budget operations that need to be funded, that they can't slip through Congress or whatever the case may be, that the CIA, I mean, we've all known this for years and years and years and years, that they'll do any little dirty deed or deal to get their money to do their covert operations, send out their wet teams, wipe people out, topple governments, you name it. I mean, the fingerprints of the CIA are all over Afghanistan, Iraq, and elsewhere especially, in the Middle East.
Yeah, especially Afghanistan.
Especially Afghanistan.
With the rejuvenation of the heroin trade.
Well, yeah, and the evil Taliban that wanted to get rid of the poppy trade over in Afghanistan, well, they put in their puppet government, and what do we have? Bumper crops, all-time record crops of opium coming out of Afghanistan. Go figure, right?
Yeah, the Taliban did get rid of the poppies. And then when we overthrew the Taliban, the poppies came back, led by, who was that guy, Lindsey Hutchinson? Asa.
Which, by the way, was also in the running for the job of Supreme Commander of the Homeland Security. There's a lot of people with a lot of baggage that don't want to get in that spotlight in Washington, D.C.
Anyway, the parallel issue to this, or a secondary issue, kind of a secondary issue, is the persecution of activists. And Gary Webb was certainly one of those, and now he's been assassinated by the government. And just this evening, I got another interesting email from another activist who you know well by the name of Rick Stanley.
Mm-hmm.
And he's up to his neck in alligators himself, facing jail time. But he forwarded a story by Phyllis Schlafly about our long-forgotten friend and ally, Dr. Tom Sell.
Oh, the guy that was was being brought down for Waco, and he was to be the forensic guy to match dental records.
That's correct.
Huh.
Well, he has been held without charges for 8 years in a federal penitentiary near St. Louis, and he had a hearing in late November. And good old Phyllis was at the hearing. And Sell, who after 8 years of being drugged and actually scalded and tortured and kept in solitary confinement, all the while never having had any official charges brought against him, and as I say, he's been held for 8 years, got up in court and said, "I want my trial in a week. I'm ready to go to trial. I'm not psychologically debilitated. I don't want the government giving me any more drugs." This was in late November. This is the only news I've heard of it. But the thing about Dr. Tom Sell is that he, being close to the Waco autopsies, saw what really happened to those people and saw the bullets in the brains of children. And the government is doing everything it can to keep him as quiet as possible. So there's another activist. And then, of course, there's Rick Stanley, who is basically facing, I believe, 8 years in jail for simply trying to advocate a constitutional principle of the right to carry firearms. So we have a new and then with the assassination of Gary Webb, it seems we have a new, more concentrated push by the government to wipe out people who are opposing their policies and their criminal policies. So I wanted to stress to you that people like you and me are in increased danger now of something happening to us.
Well, I had Eric Schein on the other day, and here's a guy that got the toxic soup. He spent his tour with the first go-around in Iraq, and, of course, shot up with all the dirty stuff and was exposed to God knows what over there, comes back, he's disabled, he's a doctor, and he can't practice, and Homeland Security just arrested him for harassing the new director of the Veterans Administration because they're denying that any of his illnesses, mycoplasmas, all that stuff, fibromyalgia, is not service-related. Homeland Security shows up to arrest a guy for writing too many letters. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again, but worse this time, by creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals?
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, folks, we're back. Tell you what, I've had a caller here, John, hanging on line forever. Let me take this call. Davey in Texas. Hello, Davey. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Hi, Davey.
Hey, great to hear you on the radio. I just wanted to compliment John on his writing style. I enjoy his prose, although it reads like poetry. There are not many people that can really do that well.
I don't know if that's good or not.
Well, historically, poets have been a little bit more in tune with what the truth actually is and deliver it succinctly with few words. And for that, I commend you.
Thank you, Davey.
John, I had a question and a request for both of you, actually. You know, today, I believe, is the Bill of Rights Day. And
yeah.
In commemoration of that, you know, we live in a communist terrorist society where the so-called government is really a communist regime. And we have... de facto, a definition of government for all Americans, but for Texans, we, you know, have always been a little bit separate and better and different.
Mm-hmm.
But could we spend a little time, not today, but in the near future, actually defining for Americans what government is supposed to be for us? because we use that word, and you were talking about Dick Sincannon earlier, and I'd like to request that those who are listening that wrote the address down, that they send Dick Sincannon a letter. But you remember in that trial, and I don't think you were in the courtroom, but there was an IRS agent on the stand, and he was asked the definition of employee.
Uh-huh.
And the IRS agent said, well, there's the first word out of his mouth was wages. But he said there were 17 different definitions of employee, and none of them applied to Mr. Sincannon and his workers. And I'll tell you, just to hop off the line here real quick so y'all can get back, I wanted to end on an uplifting note. You know, we have a lot of disaffected so-called Democrats in this country and independents, and, you know, I see these people riding around with these W bumper stickers.
Oh boy, I know.
Yeah.
I had an idea for people that want to have a little bit of fun. They could give their favorite neocon a W brick for Christmas.
A W brick?
Yeah, you get you a brick and you spray paint it whatever your favorite color is and write a big W on there and deliver it to them.
and is that an airmail delivery?
Yes,
by any
sir.
Chance?
You know, like Ernest T. Bass. Remember him? Yeah.
Just don't tell me you're the one who sells the bricks, Davey.
Yeah, that's it.
I thought about that. Y'all have a good afternoon.
Thanks, Davey.
Thanks,
Davey.
As far as the Dick Sincannon trial goes, what I remember most horrifically from that is that the judge was unable to cite the actual statute that he was convicted under.
Well, and I've never seen, John, you've been in a few courtrooms before. Have you ever seen a character witness spend less than 60 seconds on a stand? That's what happened to me. And I when I got down off the stand, I looked at the jury and I just shrugged my shoulders as if to say, what was that?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this is going on all over the place. And now, John, they're sending, and this is what I wanted to get around to, because you've got a good handle on the psychology of things. And what I think they're doing right now, I mentioned Eric Schein I had on the program, and his great sin is they almost killed him in Iraq with the first go-around, Desert Dust, I call it. Was shot with the usual soup in the vaccinations, and he's got fibromyalgia, he's got all kinds, he's a doctor and he can't even practice.
Yeah.
The VA for 6 years would not call this what it was, and he had to go to a private doctor to have to be diagnosed for all these things.
Mm-hmm.
And his great sin was writing letters to the administrator of the VA hospital. Now, this is a regional guy. Now,
yep.
We sniffed this out several years ago. A guy that I used to have on the program all the time, Arthur Burnclough. Now, here is one New Yorker that got miffed when the VA tried to shaft him. So he started his one-man band against the Veterans Administration. But he brought a lot of good things to light. And one of the things is that these regional directors or hospital directors get major bonuses for turning people out in the streets. Rather than diagnosing what they have, the government coming clean, treating these vets, because that's the one deal. I mean, you know, if you happen to make it through wherever we're sending you, through some hellhole on the face of the earth, if you happen to make it through and you have service-related problems, we'll take care of you. But they're getting a bonus for turning these people back out into the streets. Now, that was his great sin, and Homeland Security came to his house and arrested him. Now, the point I want to make about this, John, is, and this Eric Schein said, he said, my only protection right now is telling my story on the air. And I said, well, the greatest protection for all of us, let's open up this Pandora's box, let all these whistleblowers out. They can't handle all of them. They can't harass. They can't jail them. They can't kill them. They're going to have a problem on their hands when somebody finally figures out either I'm going to be able to live my life as a free person, a free man, a free woman, or I am not. And this is what's got to take place in this country. We just have to unzip this one and let all this stuff hang out.
Well, the problem, the big problem is that when you get into the court system, you can't win. I was going to go in so many directions here. Talking about Rick Stanley, he tried to argue the Constitution and the judge wouldn't let him. That's happening in a lot of court cases where you can't argue the Constitution in court anymore.
Or if you persist, you go for mental evaluation because you must be mentally ill.
And now we have the new Patriot Act where they can arrest you and not ever specify a charge.
That's exactly what they did to this guy.
Yeah, that's the new rules that they're using. So they can come and get you for any reason. No part of the Constitution is in force any longer.
Well, John, it may be
on appeal, but the appeals courts are notoriously more neocon than the lower courts. I'm thinking of the two reporters in Florida, Wilson and Akers, who did a report for Fox TV about bovine growth hormone in the milk, and then Fox wouldn't run their piece, and they had a big fight, and they got fired, and they sued, and they won in several Superior Court, and then at several other levels, but eventually they got to the appeals court level, where you had the Bushista in there, or the Clintonista, it doesn't really matter, who said, oh, no, this it was $435,000, I think. Oh, no, I'm overturning this award. And there were like seven other judges upheld the award because they were obviously screwed by their employer. So no matter what you do, and God help you if you get to the Supreme Court. I mean, what better barometer could there be of the peril that this country is in when you have a choice of Scalia or Clarence Thomas for Supreme Court, for the Chief Justice?
That's
a great barometer of how bad our legal system has become.
You know, and remember how they went after Bork? That was under the Clinton administration, right?
No, that was a long time ago.
And under the first Bush.
I think he was a Nixon appointee. John, you're showing your age.
Really? And my lack of memory for that age. But they, as it turns out, Bork wasn't such a bad guy.
No, he'd be a liberal now.
You wanted to bring up the subject about Carl Schwartz.
Yes, I was going to segue from Tom Sell and Rick Stanley into Carl Schwartz and congratulate you on the play that your show with Carl got on Rents, which was at the top of the Rents queue for a couple of days, and it was a sterling interview. He's done a terrific job, and he's a really good example of really what we need to happen. In that, a guy with some clout and some money has decided to act on his principles and put his money where his mouth is, and he has organized this fantastic effort about 911 to submit the evidence that has been suppressed to New York State Attorney General Elliot Spitzer. Well, my first intuition on that is it's a dead end because you're going into the legal system and you're going to run into the things that we just talked about. But he has become so visible, and he's a Republican. He has become so visible discussing the criminality of Bush that he's really a tremendous example of what we need to have happen in this country, where people who have established businesses and have made a little money or a lot of money do something for their country rather than for themselves. And that's exactly what Carl Schwartz is doing, and that's exactly what our friend Melvin Pyatt is doing, and several other people. But it is such a drop in the bucket, and it doesn't look like we're going to be able to use the media to turn things around like happened in the Vietnam War, because it was the coverage of the protests in the Vietnam War that eventually got us out of there and made us stop.
Yeah, I can.
That's not going to happen this time around because the media is completely locked up by fascist pigs. So the next best option is to get people with clout to act on principle, and it's happening, but way too slowly.
Well, and John, I think you may agree with me on this. I give the analogy that I'm sure you've been to speaking engagements where the crowd wasn't quite sure. The speaker comes up and he starts talking, and they're really not quite sure about this guy, and they're sitting there and a little apprehensive, a little pensive, but they'll sit there, and when the audience approves of what that speaker is saying, generally how the audience responds is they'll clap. Now, how I see this is that people are now getting enough information that they're starting to put a framework around this problem. Man, is it deep in this country. But they're starting to put the framework in their own little puzzle world and are starting to drop in their little pieces. Now, this doesn't happen. And we used to do this. And we would seed the crowd with applausers. Somebody would start that knew the speaker said something good and would start the applause. And pretty soon, 10 or 15 or 20 people would well, then after a while, after they figured it was safe for them to express their approval, then everybody would start clapping. This is what I believe is happening in this country right now, is that people have figured out, John, that things are so bad in this country, like Carl Schwartz, people of principle, of real moral principle, that are figuring, wait a minute, I ain't got a luggage rack on my hearse. I'm not going to be able to take any of this with me. I'm going to enjoy my life here. But first, what has to be done is the criminal cabals in this country, and I mentioned cabals, plural, have to be cleaned up. The only way that's going to happen is when they are exposed. We've always had bad people since time immemorial, John.
Yep.
But they crawl under rocks when the heat got too much. Now it's an open field. Everybody is into the criminal game, whether it be corporate, whether it be political, however the case may be, whether it comes through an agency like Homeland Security or whatever. It doesn't matter. The criminality is in your face, and they're laughing at us.
Yeah, they are. It's a predator society now.
And that's not the way this is. That's not the way it's supposed to be, ladies and gentlemen.
Not the way we raise our children.
Well, and John, what do we have left if we don't have the sanctity of our own freedom and liberty, our ability to speak, to assemble, for redress of grievance? If a wrong is wrong, well, then we should be able, as a people of this nation, to correct it. We don't even have that anymore.
No, we don't.
And I think people are sitting around, and I applaud. You know, you said that, you know, when I come off the air, you're heading out of the country. Because, you know, the red flag has gone up. We're in trouble. I want them to come after me. Oh, please come after me. Make sure that the people you send don't have families, because they won't be coming home. I, for one, Mr. Kaminsky, I'm not putting up. Now, I can say and I can do a lot of things as running a network, being a talk show host. But me personally, I just wish they'd come after me, because
well,
I ain't shot nothing in a long time.
That's what Bill Cooper said.
Well, but Bill, I don't want to get into that subject, but Bill didn't quite handle things the way I would. But let me put it to you this way. I would have handled things differently, okay? Instead of cops surrounding me at my home, I would have cops surrounding my house. I've got enough friendlies down here. They'd be surrounding my house to protect me, not to shoot me. See, that's my idea of good community relations. Here, John, we've got cops that walk into this network to shake our hands to tell us thank you. Thank God somebody's finally speaking up.
Well, David Koresh had good relations with his local cops, too. And he was completely overridden when the Army, those cops were just pushed aside and the Army rolled in.
Well, did you see who the ringleaders were? It was the DPS.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you something. I won't get into the issue about the DPS. Let me do this. We've got some callers holding. Let's slide them in here real quick. Steve in Ohio. Hello, Steve.
How you doing, John?
Good.
Real quick, I wanted to kind of not apologize, but the other day when I called your show, I said to you, would people be stupid enough to just ignore this stuff? And yes, they will. Obviously, they voted for Bush again. But I wanted to ask John this question. John, when you look at these commentators that report the news, not like the Tom Brokaws or the Peter Jennings, but these like bubbly lip reporters like in their 20s and 30s, do they at some conscious level understand that they are writing a very rigid script? Because it seems like they parrot the news like it's off the cuff, but when they're interviewing some diplomat, they seem to instinctively know which questions not to ask them.
Oh, I'm sure they've been briefed on what not to ask.
Right, because when you watch that, and it just seems like it's like you'll see Lori do a Fox or Shepard Smith. They seem like they are so versed on. It's almost like these people go to a school of knowing what to say and what not to say.
Well, they come out of journalism schools, first of all, that aren't really journalism schools anymore. They're schools of public relations.
Right,
and they are brainwashed, as so many people who come out of schools now, mm-hmm. to know what the rules are and to know what issues to exclude. Like, there isn't a single one of them that would entertain the notion that 9-1-1 was engineered from Washington, because if they ever were foolish enough in their minds to ask a question like that, they'd lose their jobs.
Right. And what do you, just real quick, one last thing, what do you think is going to happen in the next couple of years? I can only see it getting so bad just in 2 years, how this legislation is just going. I mean, they're just throwing one thing after the other. It's going fast.
I think ultimately Fallujah is coming to the United States.
Right, because they already got the retina scans there now.
It's going to be, they're going to attempt a complete shutdown of all independent thought. And the very tip of the beginning of it is the assassination of all these activists that's happening now.
Oh, John, one last thing. You said that the way you treat the people you love is the way you'll treat your enemies, or vice versa. You said the way you treat your enemies is the way you treat the ones you love in one of your articles. That's
yeah.
What those soldiers are going to be doing. The ones that they love is the ones they're going to be persecuting.
That's right.
All right, thanks, John.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks.
I appreciate
Thanks,
your call.
Bye-bye.
Roger in Pennsylvania, and Richard, I just figured it out, John. I'm going to have you back. Are you free tomorrow?
Tomorrow is
the 16th, and that's, oh, no, I'm sorry, Friday. Are you free Friday?
Friday, sure.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Just hang on a second. We'll finish out the last segment of this program, National Intel Report, with my guest, John Kaminsky, right after this. Stay tuned.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Have you heard about the Ark Institute and their famous non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds? No genetic engineering there. In fact, you may never need to buy seeds again. These days, you need to ensure that your family can eat no matter what happens. The Ark Institute has agreed to offer Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirlooms and their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. Their packets are generous enough for fresh eating, seed saving, and canning and freezing, too. Green beans, corn, carrots, peas, the list goes on and on. Learn how to be self-sufficient in good times and bad. A complete family food security package is just $99. And remember, shipping is free. Call 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com.
I should have known better than to ask John Kaminsky on the program today and then try to do this in an hour, folks. It just doesn't work. We're going to bring John Kaminsky back Friday. And don't forget, on Thursdays, we have Desi Andrews in. Last week, we had Ralph Winterroad on with her. Let me take one more final phone call here, and then we'll finish up with my guest today, John Kaminsky. Richard in Alabama. Hello, Richard.
Hey, look, this is way off the subject, but Forbes magazine, December 27th, age 70, and they have an article on stem cells and brain cancer.
Yep.
And it really, essentially it says that only a very small percentage of the brain of the stem cells will cause the cancer. You can, and that's why the cancer treatments don't work. They always leave the stem cells behind. They kill most of it, but the stem cells are the cause of it. And so there you have your reason for all the childhood cancer.
Oh, yeah. How do you mean that?
Well, the stem cells.
No, I mean your comment about the childhood what?
So there's an awful lot of childhood cancer, right?
Oh, I didn't hear what
in
you
Alabama,
said.
In Alabama, yeah, there is. There's the Monsanto cancer in Alabama.
Yeah.
In Anniston.
Yeah. Well, I just thought this article was rather courageous in coming out and saying that nearly all cancer treatments miss these stem cells.
The thing about cancer is ignore everything your doctor says and go to the Internet.
Yeah.
There you go. Hey, Richard, thanks for your call. We're running out of time here. You know, he just said something and just rang a bell with me. You know, integrity, courageous people have what, John? They have integrity. And we have a lot of people in this country still with their integrity intact.
I think so.
They need to start talking. You know, we have a problem in this country. We can talk about the problems. We can demonstrate the problems. We can cry and whine about how bad they are. But we need solutions. And one of the solutions that I know, and you've seen this work as well as I have, time and time and time again, when people speak and they have credibility and they stand up and they display their courage, we're in a system right now where it's intimidation and sometimes death. If you speak your mind, you're running serious risk. If it gets close to the criminal cabals in this country, you may have to fear for your life.
Yep.
John, I don't know how to say this, but I have no fear for my own life.
No, it's too late. It's too late for me. I just turned 60. Who cares?
Yeah, I mean, it's more
important to me. I can't be a part of this. I wanted to amplify a remark I made just before the last break. When I say Fallujah is coming to this country, most people in America don't know what happened in Fallujah, but what happened was that the U.S. soldiers, who we so cheer on, were given orders by their superiors to kill everyone, and they did. And that's what's going to happen here. They're going to come into your town, and there are going to be orders that said, this is a place we have to make an example of. Kill everyone. That's not an exaggeration, because it's exactly what happened in Fallujah.
And people are not understanding this. This was a city of 350,000 people. They targeted over 200 mosques, destroyed them.
Yep.
And then they want to bring them back in, and they want them to vote.
Yeah.
I mean, how sick is this? John Kaminsky, we'll talk to you on Friday, sir. I appreciate you coming up today. And we'll be able to field a few more phone calls and get into a lot more relevant information.
Let me say one thing. www.johnkaminsky.com.
johnkaminsky.com. And, folks, I'm sorry, you can read all of John Kaminsky's writing, which is well worth the trip to that site. johnkaminsky.com. Thank you, John.
Thank you, John. Talk to you Friday.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Folks, that'll do it for us today. We'll bring you another edition of the National Intel Report tomorrow. Until then, remember what I said about writing a letter to Dick Simcannon? It's got to be a depressing time of year, especially to be a political prisoner in the hands of the feds. Take a few minutes, drop them a line. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4832. 1833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.